This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe it. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth. Join me as I explore the greatest indie rock with classic tracks, new releases, and my own Desert Island selection.
Welcome to episode 141 of A Sonic Youth. This week we're looking at the new album from the Sadies and Rick White, which is called Rick White and the Sadies. Then we'll check out tracks from Husker Du's legendary Zen Arcade as it approaches its 40th birthday at the beginning of next month. Opening the show was the Sadies, with a favourite track of mine from an earlier album of theirs. It was My Heart of Wood from 2007's New Seasons. The Sadies were formed in 1994 by brothers Dallas and Travis Good, along with Sean Dean and Mike Belitsky. The Good brothers are the sons of Bruce Good and nephews of Brian and Larry Good of the Canadian country and folk group The Good Brothers. The debut Sadies album was 1998 Steve Albini produced Precious Moments. They've since gone on to release 11 studio records under their own name and have collaborated extensively. This includes collaborative records released under the names Andre Williams and the Sadies, John Lanford and the Sadies, Nico Case and the Sadies, and John Doe and the Sadies. My favourite collaborations they've done, and the ones that introduced me to them, are those with Kurt Vile. Kurt lends his voice and strung out guitar jams to an excellent track from the Sadies' 2017 record Northern Passages, called It's Easy Like Walking. That's a really great song and I urge you to check it out. But I want to play another time they collaborated. That's a sparse and stunningly beautiful acoustic guitar around the campfire version of Kurt's song Baby's Arms.
Above nature always shall remain.
That was the Sadies with The First Inquisition Part 4. In early 2022, Dallas Good unexpectedly passed away, aged 48. A few months later, an album recorded before Dallas's passing, named Coldest Dreams, was released. I played tracks from that record in some very early episodes of Sonic Youth, which can be found in the back catalogue. And now they've released Rick White and the Sadies, the first since Dallas's passing. Let's start with my favourite track from the new album. This is Standing in the Yard.
On the winds, caressing summer breeze. Standing in the yard with cathedral arches draped in glowing leaves, and in between I am, I have often been. Hear morning's warming light, open mind and see.
This is a Sonic Youth, and that was Rick White and the Sadies with the new track Standing in the Yard. So who is Rick White? He's one of Canada's most respected rock journeymen, having played in bands such as Eric's Trip, Elevator, and The Unintended. His first band of his own was The Underdogs, and he's also released a very large catalogue of solo work under his own name. One of those solo records was 2022's Rick White Plays the Sadies, a cover record released shortly after the death of good friend, ex-roommate, and collaborator Dallas Good. White's also produced for the Sadies, and now has released this album in direct collaboration with the band. And I'm impressed. The album has a lot of those sounds I previously described endear me to this group. That last track I played had a sunny Americana sound. This next one is darker, with the psyched out surf guitar sound I really dig. This is Spellbound.
We sense something not right in the background. We sense it's not quite right in the background. We feel the eerie feelings coming down. And we feed these eerie feelings coming down. Down upon the town, there's worry going around, cause to the horror we are spellbound. We sense something is near, oh so near.
presence, man. This ominous unknown drives us mad. So terror fills the town, and panic spreads around. Cause to the horror, we are spellbound. Yeah, to the horror, we are spellbound. Yeah, to the horror.
That was Rick White and the Sadies with Spellbound. While the Sadies generally play this kind of ethereal, beautiful, psyched-down Americana, at least the stuff of theirs that I listen to has that sound, they still uncover their folk and country familial roots from time to time. It's shown on this album with a country twang of the super catchy track Walls.
I came up on this wall, standing tall and strong before me. Why to go around? No way to tunnel underneath. So I sat down and I looked around. There's no one here but me, and it seemed like there was no way past. So I got up and turned around to go back to where I was last. But to my surprise, another wall up from the ground did rise.
That was Walls from the new Rick White and the Sadies album. To end off the show, I want to play a couple of favourite tracks from Husker Du's Zen Arcade as it turns 40. 84's Zen Arcade was the second studio album from the seminal hardcore alt-rockers Husker Du. And we've got to start with the greatest song from the album, a song which I think is Husker Du's best song, and one of the greatest hardcore alt-rock songs ever, Pink Turns to Blue. This song is kind of like the manic speed freak twin brother of The Chill's Pink Frost. Zen Arcade is a kind of concept album about a young man running away from a difficult home and finding that the outside world is only worse. Pink Turns to Blue is about a young woman's drug overdose, probably the narrator's girlfriend, with the stark detail of her lips turning from pink to blue. The stark lyrics and Grant Hart's excellent vocal performance are great. But what brings this song into legendary status is that insane guitar noise. Check it out. Here's Pink Turns to Blue.
We'll be right back.
This is a Sonic Youth, and that was Husker Du with Pink Turns to Blue. Other tracks on Zen Arcade are a real adventure. There's the Industrial Disorder of Hare Krishna, the hypnotic chanting of the Tooth Fairy and the Princess, and the 14-minute Sonic Youth-like guitar sprawl of Reoccurring Dream, which closes off the record. Most of the remainder is plenty of hardcore punk rock. Other songs I'd recommend are The Biggest Lie and the first two tracks on the album, Something I Learned Today and Broken Home, Broken Heart. But I want to close off the show this week with an acoustic track from the fastest band in the world. Track 3, Never Talking to You Again, certainly sets itself apart from the rest of Zen Arcade. It's a track which proved early on in the catalogue that when the guitar noise was stripped away, the songwriting and musicianship of Husker Du still held true, which isn't necessarily the case for all hardcore groups. And while this is on acoustic guitar, the thing's still taking a pounding. Here's Husker Du with Never Talking to You Again.
But I'm never talking to you again. There's things I'd like to pray somewhere, but I'm never talking to you again. I'm never talking to you again. I'm never talking to you. I'm tired of wasting all my time trying to talk to you. I put you down where you belong, but I'm never talking to you again. I show you everywhere you're wrong, but I'm never talking to you again. I'm never talking to you again. I'm never talking to you. I'm tired of wasting all my time trying to talk to you. Talking to you. Talking to you again, I'm never talking to you. I'm tired of wasting all my time trying to talk to you.
Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. For more episodes, visit freefm.org.nz or search A Sonic Youth on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and on the accessmedia.nz app. Also, follow me on Instagram and Facebook at A Sonic Youth Podcast.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.